You know, I have to say that I really don't have a lot of economical information for you in that regard. I know that we have acquired much of our equipment through grant funding, and I know that throughout our clinic we have fees that are charged to the clients that come in for services, and either it's billed to insurance companies or it's a private pay kind of situation, but it's also always based on ability to pay. I beg your pardon? Yeah, there's a sliding fee scale, and oftentimes it results in actually the complete elimination of fees in the interest of academic enrichment. We have a wonderful situation, and I am feeling very blessed because when I previously worked in a hospital setting, I did not have the option to waive fees in the interest of academic enrichment. It was simply a matter of the clients paid X amount of dollars to come in for services, and now I have the ability to waive fees because we are part of a training institution. The first objective is always to meet the needs of the students and to provide them with educational services. So if we have to eliminate the fees, that's what we do, and we have a significant amount of support through our College of Health and Human Services.